Well, I can't tell you how nice it is to be back here in Florence. And thank Bill and Joe and everybody for being so friendly and so welcoming. Thank you so much.
Welcome back. Glad to have you.
Today, as we all know, is Easter Sunday, and Christ is risen. Shouts of Alleluia ring out. Flowers adorn our sanctuary. People are dressed in their finest with their lovely hats. And everyone has a smile on their face. We are here to celebrate the resurrection in grand style. Christ is risen, and because Christ is risen, we too have the promise of eternal life. Because the tomb was empty on Easter, we know that no obstacle is too big for God. No matter how final death may be in our human reality, it is not the end of it. Since Jesus rose from the grave, we can see that the grave as a blessed gate to eternal life. Because Jesus overcame death, we also overcome death. As fabulous as the promise of resurrection is, though, Jesus' resurrection is not about life in the heavens somewhere. That is the misunderstanding of the resurrection story. Resurrection is not just about life after death. It is also about the promise of abundant life now. It has to be, otherwise we might as well convert to Christianity the moment before we die. If the resurrection was only about life after death, then instead of being here to worship, we should all be at home with our actuarial tables calculating the moment of our own death so we could turn to Christ just in the nick of time. But Christianity is not about the religion of death. It also holds the promise of life. The resurrection is incredible, and it restructures reality. When Jesus was raised from the dead, he did more than just give us a reason to believe in life after death. He also gave us a reason to live. Because he is alive beyond the cross, we see that God can use events that seem like the most wretched failure because Jesus is alive beyond the grave. We have the courage to escape from the hurtful places that entomb us. Because Jesus offers life beyond death, we can face our own death without fear. Easter should not just be a holiday when we all put on our finest clothes and our widest smiles. Certainly, we should be happy. Yes, the resurrection should bring us joy and a time of festive worship. But Easter should also be a wake-up call for life, for us. Easter is the awesome, transforming, life-changing power of God shaking each and every one of us awake to a new life in Christ now. Not just after death. The empty tomb should transform us. The resurrection should stir us to new hope and new courage. Easter should invite us to break out of our old patterns, to turn from bad habits, to be free from the guilt and burdens of the past, to entertain fresh thoughts, to love when loving someone is difficult. Jesus' resurrection should change us, make us new, and help us to really live life in the now. The resurrection should embolden us to face our fears, to escape envy, to deal with denial. The resurrection should even give us the strength to be vulnerable and open ourselves up for the sake of another person. That is the true message of Easter. Not just that Christ is risen, not just that the tomb is empty, not just that we go to heaven after we die, not just that God triumphed over the devil. No, the truest, deepest message of Easter is that the same God who raised Jesus from the dead can empower us to face our demons, our fears, our dark side, our crosses, and our tombs. We are free to make mistakes, free to be whoever we are, free to be vulnerable, free to give of ourselves, free to escape the things that try to suffocate or abuse us. The resurrection gives our life new meaning now, not just after our death, God has already released us from the bonds of death. The grave could not hold Jesus and will not hold us either. We can live boldly because Jesus is risen. We can live fearlessly because Jesus is risen. We can live graciously because Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. This has been unto God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Amen.